went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. We would love it if you would stop in and say hello and share with me any of the health issues that you have so that we can get you on the path and get you back in the game of life and get you free from all of your health care concerns. You can do that simply by stopping in. If you want to call ahead of time, best way to get a hold of me is to call my cell phone number. It is the thing that's in my hands right now that I'm always answering all the time because people do call me and I appreciate you calling me. The phone number for that is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please don't text that phone because it does not receive text. It is only a phone for talking. But if you do want to do the text thing, you can send me an email. My email address is docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K, docrick@spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. Send me an email. I will get back to you within 24 hours, typically. Sometimes people are surprised. They send me an email and I get back to them right away and they're just like, wow, were you like sitting at your desk when the email came in? And I say, as a matter of fact, I was. So, whatever it takes, my job is to help you get your health back. This show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And I would hope that your health always matters. It is your most important asset. And we would like to make sure that it's working at its tip-top function, not simply hovering around at 40% of normal function, which is where most people spend their lives managing symptoms and treating illness and managing their health as opposed to just being healthy. And so the man that helps me do that each week, he's in studio with me. He's the man behind the scenes. He's the man that puts these materials together. He's a wonderful human being. He's a marketer extraordinaire. He's a Tai Chi master. He's a interfaith minister. He's a father of two beautiful young ladies, and he's an all-around wonderful human being, and his name is Mark Sabin. We want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc. It's, once again, it's just such a pleasure to be able to be here and have a conversation. And I know that, you know, in your approach to health, you very much are a proponent of people taking an active role in their own health, and what you call it is being proactive about your health. Can you tell me a little bit about what it means to be proactive?
Well, it means to be conscious, live your life by making good choices, learning from the past choices, and constantly upgrading and refining the results until your life hums along without issue. Make all your life choices with all your health and wellness in mind, and just living life from a place of being in service to others, because you're 100% functioning and you have 100% ability to support people and give people what they need. It's interesting in life that we want 100% from the relationships that we have, but none of us are functioning at 100%. So you get two people who are functioning at 50% who are trying to give to each other. And, you know, let's say you're a parent and you want 100% of the best for your child, but you're functioning at 40%. Then the best you can possibly give your child is 40%, even if you were able to give them 100% of what you have. So if you want your kids to have 100%, you need to be the example for them by demonstrating what it means to live life functioning at 100%. And the only way you're going to do that is to be proactive and make sure that you're not taking action and making life choices that are going to lead to problems and detriments and deficiencies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, on the flip side of being proactive is, and what seems to be happening more and more in the American healthcare crisis that we're facing, is being passive about our health. And does that mean that people are giving over control of their health to the healthcare bureaucracy?
Well, people are allowing themselves to be pulled into a third-party payment system to dictate what is allowed and what is not. And it's sad that a person or a bureaucrat will determine what they feel you should be doing or having never met you or any understanding of what your personal situation is related to your health. You call your insurance company and say, I have this particular problem. Do I have any coverage? And they may say yes, they may say no, and they may say, well, it depends on what the doctor actually tells us. And so you go in and you have an evaluation, and the doctor says, well, yes, this person has this particular problem. Do they have any coverage for treatment? And the sad part is that if you have Medicare, which is where they're trying to push everybody into, having the Medicare type system, the doctor doesn't get paid to evaluate where you are. The doctor doesn't get paid to assess what your current situation is. The insurance company will not pay the doctor to do an assessment. Well, how are you supposed to render treatment if you're not allowed to assess them, or if you're not going to get paid for that assessment? And so what ends up happening is that people think that their insurance is going to pay for them to have an evaluation. And in reality, your insurance won't pay for you to have an evaluation. And in reality, again, your insurance will only pay for you to get out of symptoms. They'll only treat you long enough to get you to where you're now symptom-free, which, if we understand what the truth of that means, it means that now you're functioning at just slightly above 40% of what's considered normal. Now, I don't know anybody who is willing to accept 40% of what you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were going to pay $10 for a pizza, okay, and you're only going to get two of the six slices. I don't know if somebody would be okay with that. And it's like, well, you know, this is what you should accept that as being what the standard of care is, or what the standard of coverage is. And it's honestly, it's ridiculous, but that's the system that we currently have. So people are being forced into being passive about their health because they're not willing to take responsibility for their health, even though the insurance is basically saying, we're not responsible, so you're ultimately going to have to be responsible, but we're not going to teach you or give you any insights in terms of what it means in order to be healthy and stay healthy.
So it's a peculiar riddle that we're stuck with, because, I mean, as far as I know, the medical establishments make their decisions on how to treat things and what to treat based on statistical information, which is off of a large number of people, as opposed to the individual's situation, which, as you say, each of us is an individual. My health is unique to me.
Right. And there is a part of that that is true as far as their statistical data goes, and they want to categorize everyone and let that be a predetermined classification and let that predetermined classification dictate what can be done and what cannot be done. And you cannot do that to everyone by instituting a one-size-fits-all mentality. It's like, okay, so if you go to your doctor's office and you have a platinum card, meaning that you have the highest level of health insurance that you could possibly have, and it pretty much covers all the bells and whistles, okay, they're going to look at their categories of diagnoses. And the person who's in charge of categorizing the correct diagnoses isn't based upon what the person has. It's based upon what's going to generate the most amount of money for the provider's office. And so it's like, okay, you could have a particular condition that could be categorized or given the diagnosis three or four different categories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And guess which one that they're going to put you, which category they're going to put you
in. Well, it sounds like they're going to take the one that they're going to get biggest bang for.
Right. So if you have one particular category and it's going to authorize $500 worth of care versus another category that's going to offer $10,000 worth of care, they're going to always lean you into $10,000 worth of care category. And the sad part is like, okay, so do you have the coverage or do you not have the coverage? If you don't have the coverage, they're going to give you minimalistic care and send you on your way. They might just give you a masking agent like a medication that's going to take care of your symptom but never address the problem. And so that's what passive health is and what passive health care is. We don't want that for our brothers and sisters. We want everybody to be actively involved in what it takes to maintain and keep the highest level of health possible.
And they're also beset by the fact that the amount of time that typical physicians are able to spend with their patients is minimal. They're working extremely hard, at least what I've seen, and they have to fit everything into their day. So they're looking for, well, you have this problem. Okay, well, here's the medication that goes along with that problem. So I've studied all the medications that deal with all the different problems. So if you present the problem, here's the solution.
And the sad part is because of the regulations of the insurance industry and what diagnosis is worth monetary wise, okay, and the doctors who are in charge of the office or they belong to a group and the group's in charge of the office or what have you, and they want to maximize the benefit that they can get back from the insurance company, it's like, okay, if we know we're going to get paid for doing this procedure, how fast can we do that procedure and how many of those procedures can we do in the course of a day, whether it's appropriate for the person or not? Why? Because it's more about making sure that we're covering our bottom line and making sure that there's some level of profit, because I got a lot of student debt that I got to pay back, and I got, you know, my new home, and I've got a life style that I want to have because, quote, I'm a doctor and I need to demonstrate that that's the level of life that I'm able to live.
Yeah, and I mean, there's so many people that have health conditions that are requiring major medical intervention and just to stay alive. And, you know, it seems like we have a national tragedy potentially in the making here.
Well, the challenge, Mark, is that it's not in the making. It's already here. We are 59th in the world as far as our health care goes, okay? There are 58 other countries whose people live better quality of lives regarding their health than we do here. And I wonder why, when we have more doctors, we have more medications, we have more technology, we have more hospitals, we have more access than any other country. So what does that say about the way we apply the standards? Is something off? Could we do better? Should we be doing better? And do we need to revamp the whole system like what the President Trump is trying to do in Washington? Do we need to scrap the whole system and start over? And that's not to say that I agree with the politics of what's going on, but at the end of the day, how long do you apply a system that's obviously broken, thinking that it's going to make things better when it's already evident that it's never, ever going to make anything better? We got to start from
well, but you would have to take a whole different approach to health than what's being applied. So it's not like, even if you started over, what they are going to start over is still revamping the system of healthcare. They're not going to actually revamp what it means to have actual health care.
Right. Well, basically, when kind of what you were alluding to before, we've systematized health care.
Mm-hmm.
And because health care has been systematized, we got a one-size-fits-all. We want to treat everybody the same, and everybody's different, and everybody's going to have a different result. And we call those things side effects, or we call them non-optimal results or what have you, if it doesn't fit into what we would expect to be the outcome. What does it come down to? It comes down to each and every individual. This show we're talking about today mm-hmm. is about being proactive with your health.
Right.
And it's teaching people to start with themselves and figure out, well, what does it take for me as an individual to feel balanced, to feel happy, to feel harmonious within my body, to feel a state of homeostasis, to feel a sense of ease that I can open my eyes every morning and feel good about, okay, I'm in my body and my body is going to serve me well. And I'm not sitting here opening my eyes in the morning saying, holy, this is terrible. I've got all these aches and pains. I can't get out of bed, or I don't have the energy to do this, or I don't want to get out of bed. No, we want to make sure that the purpose of life is to participate in life actively.
Well, I mean, this brings up the question. I mean, there are millions of people who have these lifetime diagnoses of different diseases, things like diabetes and heart disease and MS and arthritis, and you're put on a lifetime of medication. So once you start down that path of taking the medication, can you ever get over it? Is there a way to become proactive and actually change that path that you're
Well,
on?
There is, but it's going to require great effort and mass quantities of education for the individual. You have to change the mindset of the individual. We've talked in past shows where mm-hmm. people claim their diagnosis. It becomes their identity. They wear it like a moniker. You know, I am cancer, or I am heart disease, or I am, and it's, you know, they talk about which diseases that they have. And we've talked in the past about making it a temporary state, something that you're transforming out of mm-hmm. and not claiming it. And the sad part is yes, we've talked about this many times in the past, okay? Christopher Reeve broke his neck in a horse accident, okay? And that didn't stop his zest for life. It didn't define who he was. In fact, he didn't let it define him in any way, shape, or form. He was Superman, even in as a quadriplegic in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And yes, people are given certain circumstances in life. Maybe they're born with a cystic fibrosis, or maybe they acquire, quote, MS along the course of their life, or maybe they're given the tough diagnosis of cancer, or maybe they're recovering from a heart attack. I don't care what the problem is. I want to know, what is your willingness to do something about it, to overcome it, because that's the gift that God gave you by giving you that affliction.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say about you, and are you going to succumb to your situation, or are you going to overcome your situation?
But we're taught to become dependent in this current system, and the fact that it's
right,
not working.
Because it's making money for the people, but it's not, like you just started to allude to it, it isn't working. We rank 59th in the world as far as our health goes. The health of this mm-hmm. country is terrible. Dare I say it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and going to the doctor and getting more toxic chemicals in an effort to mask more problems to set yourself up for life-altering surgery is never going to make the situation better. And we need to step back, look at it, plow it into the ocean. Well, we shouldn't do that to the ocean, but plow it under, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And start from scratch, start over again, start with a new approach. When a new patient comes into my office, we don't talk about what they've done. We talk about what they should be doing going forward. Mm-hmm. Gentleman that was in my office this morning, we talked about, okay, well, what kind of action steps should I be taking between now and my next interaction with you?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, one of the first things that you should do is just take all the sugar that you can possibly get out of your diet, out of your diet. And that's going to be hard, because the society is set up to make sure that people continually be addicted to sugar, because that's the foundational basis for why we have health problems.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps healthcare alive. Okay.
Interesting.
But if you have an addiction to sugar, it's going to be hard for you to overcome it. And that's part of taking back control. Don't let this item control you. I'm going to make sure that this item doesn't control me. And it's just a mind. It's a shift in mindset. And we need to help people to change their attitude, and we need to stop suppressing people's creativity and their willingness to look for solutions outside of the normal mm-hmm. box that we try to paint everybody into.
But I mean, obviously, you've been doing this for a long time. You offer an alternative and a different approach to healthcare. Is there much information about the kind of thing that you talk about that is available to people?
There's plenty of it out on the internet. You just have to look for it, and you have to know. You have to become familiar with the material so that you can start to recognize what is real versus what isn't real. Okay. Mm-hmm. What will work versus what won't work. And you need to ask questions, and you need to interview people, and you need to take the time. I mean, I have a free healthcare class every Tuesday evening, and most nights people don't come. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not like they don't have an opportunity. They don't care to take the opportunity because they're being passive about their health. Well, I've got health insurance. You don't take my health insurance. So why would I come to you? Because your health insurance is never going to get you to be healthy. The law of healthcare is quite interesting, Mark. It's back in October of 2016, they went to a new coding system for disease, the ICD version 10, International Classification of Disease version 10. We'd been using version 9 since 1972.
Okay, that's a big change.
In 2016, we were the last country in the world to go to ICD-10. We now break the human body down into 14,000 different diagnoses. There's 14,000 different ways that they can classify disease. And every one of those diseases comes with a monetary value and comes with a treatment protocol that they're going to put you through, whether it's appropriate for your condition or not. I had a woman who had a growth coming out of her left nipple, and the doctor was very concerned with it. And I told her flat out, have the guy do a bilateral mastectomy and just be done with it. But guess what? No, we have to do a biopsy of it, then we have to do a PET scan, and then we have to do an MRI, and then we have to try some medication, and maybe we're going to do radiation, and we're going to do all of these things before we actually get to the point of what it is that they're ultimately going to do. Why put a person through that? Well, because it's about making money. It's not about the health of the person. Mm-hmm. It's about, well, how much money can we make off of this situation? Let's capitalize on people's misery. How demented have we become as a society when people want to capitalize on other people's misfortune instead of coming together? We have, you know, the people down in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's help them. The devastation of what happened with that hurricane and seeing the pictures of it. It's like, how does your heart not go out to those people? Where can I donate money? Where can I donate goods that they could possibly use? Well, looking at the pictures, there's no place to send it because it was total devastation. And it's like, okay, so when we have those world tragedies, humanity comes together to help support people out of the difficulty and the misery that they're suffering from. But on a day-to-day basis, people capitalize on other people's misery. Yep. And that needs to change. It's disgusting.
But it has been, I mean, historically, we've seen that throughout history where people take advantage of other people.
And right, and they're like the people who create wars and then come in with their construction company and they rebuild mm-hmm. the war-torn areas and they're making money on the front end and the back end. And it's just like, you know what? Who gave those people their morals and their ethics? And they need to go back to remediation school of some sort.
Back to kindergarten.
Them. Right.
Yeah, where you learn the basics of values and ethics, you know, right from early on in life. One of the questions I would have for you, if you're looking, because the internet has made information so available, but you can't necessarily trust what you're reading. So how do you know if it's reliable?
Well, what you have to do is you have to, again, start to do research, start to read information, see if it resonates with you, see if it feels right in your heart, okay? Ask questions. Talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, talk to your colleagues, and find out, okay, you use somebody that does alternative health. I've heard you talk mm-hmm. about them periodically. Tell me a little bit about them. Tell me where they are. Do they have a website? Go to their website. My website is over 260 pages of different health conditions. Each condition talks about the medical perspective, talks about the natural healthcare perspective, gives you action things that you can do. There's a way for you to request an action plan that's going to give you a generalized outline of the steps that you need to consider taking in mm-hmm. order to recover your health. And all of these things are available free on my website. There's information out there. Go to a class. Go to the library. Read new books. Go to Amazon. Find books on whatever health topic it is that you have questions of. okay, and just start reading and become informed and start to put pieces together, and things that resonate with you, pursue them more. Things that don't resonate with you, surgically cut them off and don't ever go back to them again, and move in a different direction. But you have to be willing to be proactive and be willing to get up and to go ask questions. And doctors don't like to ask questions, which is why they've made the office visit about 3 minutes. Okay, I love when people ask me questions because now I know they're interested. Mm-hmm. And I want to give them the answers to continue to pique their curiosity and to pique their interest. And I welcome questions. I say to you, you can never ask a dumb question in my office because it's a point of clarity. Mm-hmm. And I want to give you the clarity that you need. Why? Because it's my job to help facilitate your ability to just exercise God's gift to you, which mm-hmm. is just to be healthy.
Right, right. And I mean, another interesting aspect of what we're talking about in a way is you may be going to your medical doctor. You may come away with a health diagnosis and the prospect of having surgery or taking strong medications or something like that. And invariably, you're advised to get a second opinion. So why not get a second opinion from somebody that does an alternative form of healthcare?
Right. And those who already use alternative healthcare know the importance of that. And those that are the people who you should ask, do your own research and follows what feels right in your heart again. And it's like, okay, there's God doesn't make one size fits all. God doesn't make there's only one solution out there, okay? It just depends on your perspective. Okay, if you take a particular perspective, yes, then there may be one solution for you. But if you take a different perspective, mm-hmm. it's interesting. In a seminar that I went to, it's about working with your own emotional health. And one of the things that the founder of the technique, Dr. Scott Walker, great man, one of the things that he would say, he says, not at this next break, but throughout the course of the week that we're going to be here working with each other. He says, at some point during the week, I want you to pick somebody that you would never consider working with. And I want you to go introduce yourself to them and ask them if they will help you, because they're going to bring in an approach that you would never consider. And that's going to create miracles for you, because it's going to open you up to things that you never, ever thought were possible. And that's the mentality. You know, it's like little kids who have a zest for life, who are absolutely fearless or willing to try anything. Why? Because they haven't created some sort of preconceived notion about whether it's good or whether it's bad. They just want to understand. And that's the approach that we need to take with our health, as far as looking at it from a non-traditional allopathic mentality.
It's having an open mind to what's possible.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this is a great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you more about this notion of proactive health and the difference between that and passive health.
Very good. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. I appreciate your listenership, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. Consider signing up for your free e-newsletter on topics that include chronic pain conditions, children's health, specific health concerns, and how to create more health and wellness. Spineboy.com is your one-stop shop for all your healthcare needs. Go to spineboy.com and find solutions for your health and take the first step to getting well and staying well. Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of us short of walking in the front door, which would totally be fine, you should call me on my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I would be more than happy to answer the phone and have a conversation with you. Please don't text that phone because it does not receive texts. But if you do want to do the texting type thing, you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And today we're talking about the difference between proactive health versus being passive about your health. And we have a system in our country that is about forcing people to be passive by giving up control to your insurance carrier, by your insurance carrier's rules, by whatever the diagnosis is that dictates what kind of care you get, whatever the case happens to be. And so we're creating and we're breeding a whole society of people who just blindly allow the medical profession to run roughshod over them and their health, and to get them trapped in the system that they're never going to get out of because they're practicing passive health.
Well, and because you actively promote this idea of being proactive rather than reactive, does that also imply that you're working to prevent people from getting diseases in the first place?
Well, that's exactly what I represent, Mark, and that's exactly what I stand for and live my life by. Health is not treating sickness. Health is being healthy. Health is a state of being. Sickness is also a state of being, but it's a non-preferred state of being. And so we need to promote the concept of being, staying, and always promoting being healthy.
So when you deal with people who come in and may not even already have a diagnosable condition, you actually can help people before they become symptomatic.
Yeah, when we do an evaluation, we do a functional evaluation, and so we check their level of function and check the function of all their organs and glands and the systems to see if they respond in a normal fashion. And if they do, then they're good. If they don't, well, then we want to determine, well, why is that a particular organ, gland, or system not functioning the way that it's supposed to? Is it because it's getting too much of one thing that creates an imbalance? Is it not getting enough of something else that helps to keep it in balance? It's like the, you want to have a balanced teeter-totter. You don't want to be leaning with one end up and one end down one way or the other. You want to see if you can get it to be totally balanced and stable. And so when we evaluate people and their level of function, and we're truly functional practitioners, we want to see, well, what's going on with their function. And we can find imbalances starting before they will lose 60% of normal functioning and finally present with a symptom.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, this whole notion of functional health, and that people oftentimes will go to the doctor with a vague symptom or vague feelings that something isn't quite right. And the doctor says, well, you know, just keep your eye on it, and, you know, if it gets worse, come back, and we'll check it out. But in the alternative methods of practice that you engage in, you actually address what's going on, and the treatments that you use are very gentle and quite effective. So how does what you do work?
Well, it addresses the source of a problem and works with the natural order of the body and the systems within the body. Most, if not all, of medicine looks to push or pull the body into a result that many times creates more problems, and these problems are called side effects. What I do is to help people in ways that has no side effects except to begin the body going back to functioning better. And this is what all of healthcare should be focused on, not the profits over people mentality that it currently has. When you're truly interested in, and I know that all doctors chose to become doctors because they wanted to help their patients.
Yeah.
And there are more and more medical doctors every day that are running away from the traditional allopathic medical system, and they're getting involved with nutrition, and they're getting involved with other methods, natural methods of healing, and they're trying to understand, well, what does it take to help a person be healthy? Because they're tired of treating disease and seeing their patients on so many different medications and walking around like zombies. And, you know, I applaud those people who wake up to the fact that, you know what, I made a choice, and I tried to make the choice right, but doing it the way that I was taught is never going to make it right, so I need to make better choices and now in an effort to try to make things right for people.
And you see more and more of these sorts of people, whether it's on television or who are getting reputations, who have left their former careers in the medical system and are now looking at things, like you said, like nutrition and things of that nature. And, you know, one of the ways that that our healthcare system is also sort of tilted in a direction away from helping people in a way that could really be of benefit is in the mental health area. And one of the things that you do that's part of the mix of what you do is you help people with aspects of their thinking and their emotions, and you incorporate that into the overall way that you help people deal with their health.
Well, yeah, because we are a triune being. We are both a body, mind, and a spirit. And mm-hmm. when you go out of balance in one of those three or all of those three, in order to get you back into balance, you're going to need to address each and every one of them. And so when a person has an emotional imbalance, and let's face it, Mark, we're all emotional beings. We're not 100% emotionally balanced all the time. And it's our habits that will keep us stuck in a pattern until we disconnect the emotional component to allow a person to move forward without the emotional attachments or influence. And that's one of the things that I help to facilitate within the people that come into my office. And you know, I can ask a few questions to a patient and I can help to assess what their emotional reality is and what is driving the negative health patterns that they have within their body. And I'll ask them some pretty insightful questions and they will be like, wow, how would you know that about me? And it's like, well, because your body's actually screaming it. Well, you just don't know how to recognize what your body's been saying to you, and so you're coming to me, and my job is to help you understand what your body's been trying to tell you.
And it's interesting that, you know, even you go back to the Greeks, that they had associated, and even sometimes the names of some of the organs in our bodies relate to these emotional things.
Right.
So we have those associations. You know, we talk about being galled, and you have a gallbladder.
Right. And that's where you're going to store all your being galled emotions is going to be in your gallbladder.
Uh-huh. And so that could lead to pathologies with your gallbladder.
Right. It could lead to pathologies within your gallbladder, digestive upset with things like nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, inflammatory bowel disease. You can get headaches. You can get reflux. All those. Those are all related to a gallbladder. And those may all be related to things like anger and resentment and being galled or stubbornness.
And so if we're then taking medications to deal with the symptoms of that, what's happening to the underlying emotional issue that has set that off?
Well, it's being suppressed. It's being driven deeper into the system. And when you have trapped negative energy within a system, it's going to create damage within that system. And ultimately, by suppressing people's emotions, you may be driving them down into having some more serious chronic disease, maybe things like cancer, or maybe things like heart disease, or maybe things like diabetes. Those are all byproducts of repressed emotion.
But I thought health was all mechanical.
Well, you would be sadly mistaken, because we're not just mechanical beings, we're also spiritual beings, and we're also mental emotional beings.
So the fact that what we have seen over the last course of 100 or so years,
right,
of medicine has really been, let's separate everything out. We'll look at the brain separate from the rest of the body. We'll look at the lungs separate. We'll look at the liver separate.
Right, we've got a whole bunch of specialists that specialize in one part of the body, but at the end of the day, you're not a part. You're not a lung. You're not a spleen. You're not a stomach. You're a person who has all of those parts, and they all need to work together in order for you to feel whole and for you to feel holy and for you to feel, you know, balanced and harmonious. And my job is to help you facilitate what it takes to bring balance within you as a whole, not just look at you as, you know, you go to your cardiologist because you got heart symptoms. Well, maybe those heart symptoms are actually coming out of your intestines.
Interesting. Hmm. Well, that's why you are a holistic practitioner,
right? And if you address the intestines, then the heart system symptoms go away without ever touching the heart at all.
But how would you know? How would you know to address the intestinal situation?
Well, when you do a functional examination and you find that, your body's demonstrating this heart symptom, and when we trace back to the source of what that heart symptom is coming from, we find that it locates back to the relationship with the counterbalance to the heart, which is the small intestine. Mm-hmm. So good. So let's evaluate the small intestine function, and as I'm evaluating it and making some corrections, hey, Doc, my heart symptoms have actually gone away while I'm even in the office with you. Yeah. How'd you do that? Well, we traced it back to its source. And when you address the source, the what of whatever you have an issue with goes away.
Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting that, you know, two of the primary emotions that people are troubled with and that really grab on are fear and anger.
Right.
And so there are a lot of problems with the organs associated with
those. And that's the mentality of how society is communicated too. You watch the news at mm-hmm. any time, and they're either trying to get you in fear. Oh, this bad thing happened because we were attacked by another country, or we were, people invading our country, and it's going to drive our taxes off. So we get angry. But what comes below anger is fear. Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you want to control a population, you want to drive them from anger into fear, because anger is you taking action. Fear is you being passive and not taking action. So if we can support the news and deliver the news in a way that has an underlying overall focus on fear and fear-based mentality, if we get the society to be afraid of even leaving their home, we got you right where we need you to be, because then we don't even have to worry about you, because you're never even going to come back outside.
Yeah, it's part of that divide and conquer mentality.
Right.
That's very interesting. Well, this is a fascinating conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short break. To hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com, when we get back, I want to finish off this conversation about passive health and proactive health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worry you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. Consider signing up for your free e-newsletter on topics that include chronic pain conditions, children's health, specific health concerns, and how to create more health and wellness. Spineboy.com is your one-stop shop for all your healthcare needs. Go to spineboy.com and find solutions for your health and take the first step to getting well and staying well. Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400, and it would be my pleasure for you to stop in and say hello, and let's have a conversation about what may or may not be working properly as far as your health goes. If you want to call me beforehand, you can do that. My cell phone number, the direct line to me, the one that I will answer myself, is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please don't text that phone, but if you do want to do the texting sort of thing, you can send me an email at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns you have regarding your health. And so, Mark, we're talking about the difference between being passive about your health versus being proactive. And we've talked about a lot today. What else would you like to talk about?
Well, it just seems to me that when you're looking at dealing with a situation where you've given authority over to someone else, what ends up happening is you end up, if you have, you're just dealing with your own dignity, you're going to end up feeling like you're being treated like a child, or maybe even worse than that.
Absolutely. And what we have to understand is that we're conditioned to be taught to be passive about our health and to give over our power to the authorities of those who know. And this has been going on for a long time. I mean, there was the mentality of my grandparents who taught my parents basically, you know, trust your doctor implicitly.
Right.
Okay. But then when the internet came on and then people who weren't getting their questions answered and you start doing research and there's a lot of research out there, then you start to ask more questions. And now a lot of times an informed consumer knows more about their health than their healthcare provider does. And you know, that's uncomfortable for the provider because then they're not in control. So mm-hmm. everything in our society is about control. And so people are having vital information withheld from them in an effort to control them. And this, honestly, Mark, is ridiculous. It violates the golden rule and it stifles creativity and universal solutions that we all as a society can benefit from. Instead of controlling the information, why don't we share the information? And again, it goes back to my website. It's there free information for you to get as much understanding as you can and to give you solutions that allow you to be proactive with your health.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things is that, you know, we live in America, and we live in a country that was founded on the notion of freedom and democracy, which really requires us to be informed. And it's a place where we get to choose the leaders that represent us. We get to vote for the laws that we rule our lives by, and you get to speak for yourself. So the notion that you should become a passive participant in something as important as your health really kind of goes against the grain of what it means to be an American.
Absolutely, it does, which is why it perplexes me that people allow themselves to become passive participants in their own life and in their own care, and they end up becoming mindless drones with no understanding why they have the problems that they have. Life is an active process. It's not a passive one. And we all need to become interested in life and not be forced to unplug with mindless stimulation from our phones and the mundane part of the internet and you know, Candy Crush and Best Fiends and all of this stuff where you actually unplug from interacting. And we have a whole generation of kids who are more interested in being in their devices than interacting and having conversations with those outside of them. And they're living in fantasy worlds and in virtual worlds. And at the end of the day, that kind of takes away from what it means to be a human.
Yeah, and you know, it's important if you take a proactive approach, and I know this kind of goes to how you even became involved with becoming a practitioner doing alternative healthcare. I mean, you didn't start off your career destined to take this path in life. You actually wanted, as I remember, you wanted to be a cardiac surgeon, which is a very different occupation than where you've turned out to go.
Oh, absolutely.
And as a consequence of being on this path and encountering your own desire to be healthy, you walk the walk that you talk about. It's not like you're just saying this. I mean, I've seen other physicians, and I remember seeing the commissioner of health in a place where I was living, and he was not a healthy individual, but he was the commissioner of health. And I've been and seen doctors who are, you know. I had a doctor, a gastroenterologist once, and he was extremely overweight and very unhealthy individual, yet he was supposed to be in charge of helping other people achieve some level of health with their own bodies. And so when I think about the approach that you have to health, and I think about your commitment to other people's health, but also your commitment to your own health, that you have actually been able to prove through your own experience that what you're saying is real and valid.
Well, I hope so, because at the end of the day, it's hard if you're hypocritical about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was interesting, and no disrespect to Dr. Oz, but at the end of the day, I remember when they were giving free flu vaccines to all the participants, and this, that, and the other thing, and he was talking about, you know, somebody in the audience asked, "Are you going to get your kids vaccinated?" And it was. Quite refreshing, but it was also very hypocritical of Dr. Oz to say, "Oh, my wife's in charge of that. She takes care of our kids' health." That's
interesting.
Well, if you're the great Dr. Oz and your wife is the authority on your children's health, and no, I respect that because in a marriage, in a relationship, you have to find balance and you have to share responsibility
sure,
and all. But I just found it quite interesting that they were giving out free flu vaccines on that particular show. And if you were an audience member, you were going to get your free flu vaccine right there.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of backpedaled on, are you going to get your kids free vaccines? You'll have to talk to my wife about that because she's in charge of that.
That's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Well, I mean, again, this notion that there is an alternative way that you can look at your health. You do not necessarily have to simply go down the path that the society has placed for us, that we see and that we hear about in the healthcare system. Now, it may be that there are people that have pre-existing conditions, that have conditions that they were born with, that need to have health care of that nature. But for a lot of us who are dealing with the chronic illnesses that are coming out of lifestyle choices, there is a different way to approach health.
Oh, absolutely. But you have to have a really, really strong desire to change. It's interesting. I know a lot of people who have lost weight over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah Winfrey has lost...
Lost and gained
her whole life. Okay, she's lost herself many times, and then she found herself again. And it's like, okay, and you know, not purposely trying to make fun of Oprah, but at the end of the day, people struggle.
Yeah,
and because they struggle, they go back and forth, and they'll commit to something for a period of time, and then they'll fall off the wagon because they haven't dealt with the underlying source of the problem. And I would love to have an opportunity to have a conversation with Oprah because I could help her lose weight once and for all, and it wouldn't involve any of the gimmicks, and it certainly wouldn't necessarily involve... She could still do Weight Watchers if she wants because there's some validity in doing Weight Watchers, but at the end of the day... If I could help her understand the health imbalance that she has, okay, I could make her lose weight and be the weight that she wants without having to struggle and without having to create a business about it. But maybe she likes making the money. Maybe to go to the Oprah Winfrey Ranch and invite all the people out of Weight Watchers to come to her ranch kind of thing and see all that, maybe that's okay for her. But at the end of the day, I look at people who are suffering needlessly, who have accepted their condition, and aren't willing to make a difference. It starts with a person having a true desire to change. And if you have a true desire to change, they say pain is real, suffering is a choice, and quitting is forever.
Mm-hmm.
If you quit something, it's forever. People who have, quote, quit smoking multiple times, they've never quit. They've stopped for a period of time, but they haven't quit because quitting is forever.
Right.
So when you make a commitment to something, okay, the old way is no longer an option. It's like the old, I don't remember the exact people. They may have been the Greeks. They may have been the Turks. I don't know. They were going to invade one of their enemies. And so they came in the cover of night, and they pulled into the shore, and they sent the scouts out to the top of the mountain because they knew that their enemy was on the other side of the mountains because they were using the mountains as a part of their defense mechanism. And so the guy goes up, and he comes back, and he says, well, they look like they're pretty dug in, you know, this is what's going on. And he says to the scout, he says, good, go back to the boats and burn them.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he got rid of their back door. He got rid of their alternate way out. They only had one way to go, and that was forward. And when you make that level of commitment and you have that level of you know, you've made the choice and it's so grounded within you that there are no other alternatives and you're going to commit to that choice.
Mm-hmm.
Then now you're on the path of getting results.
Well, that's the way to get results. Well, that's great. And we've run out of time for today's show, but this has once again been another great conversation to have with you, Doc Rick. I really do look forward to speaking to you next week.
Well, thank you, Mark. I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
I went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, on top of that,
on top of that, on top of that, on top of that, on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I've been rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 on top of that. I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor, the reason I...